www.com. What is up, friends? Good morning and greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your health, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne and psoriasis and rosacea and vitiligo and eczema, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of biology, what is in the world of the body, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it's a renewing system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may say that is a miracle, this healing, renewing, and regenerating system is just the way the body works. It's business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we're here for you on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261. If you have questions about the longevity products or formulations or supplements or health conditions, 855-660-4261. Likewise, if you have a success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 855-660-4261. Try to get on board early. The phone lines do fill up quickly at 855-660-4261. If you want to learn more about the longevity products or purchase any of the products you hear us talk about on the Bright Side program, head over to brightsideben.com. Take a look at our shopping cart. We have all the longevity products up there, including my personal favorite longevity product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add a little scoop to water, sip on it all day long. It's a wonderful way to get your B-complex, your vitamin C, fat-soluble vitamins, which can be difficult to absorb, especially as we get older. You'll get chromium, copper, zinc, selenium, truly a cornucopia of nutrients. It's just $50 a canister. Most folks will notice results within one or two doses, results like lower blood pressure, weight loss, appetite suppression, just feeling better. It's $50 a canister. You can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a longevity business, make some money selling longevity products, or just help spread the word about the power and the importance of nutritional supplementation. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. If you want to get some more Bright Side information, we have a blog that we update on a regular basis at pharmacistben.com. For you guys with an Android telephone, you can also download the Bright Side Ben app, or the Bright Side app. Thank you to Ted Anderson at Genesis Communication Network. And you can also find all our shows archived and tagged and labeled, thanks to Peter in the UK, at benfuchsarchive.com. All right, thanks so much once again for joining us on The Bright Side. We've been talking about osteoporosis, and last we left off our story. And by the way, you don't have to have osteoporosis to benefit from some of the information that we're putting out here. Osteoporosis is like a poster child degenerative disease. It's a iconic degenerative disease, and you can have osteoporosis of any tissue in the body. Osteoporosis technically means porosity of the bones, bones becoming weak and fragile and brittle, but the entire body becomes osteoporotic in a sense as we get older and as we begin to break down. So many of the health strategies and supplemental strategies that we talk about in terms of osteoporosis are applicable and relevant no matter what flavor degenerative disease that you have. Last we left off, we were talking about the thyroid and how hypothyroidism is related to breakdown disorders and how it's related to osteoporosis. And we were talking about the reasons that the thyroid gets messed up. Hypothyroidism is a huge, huge, huge health problem. It is the jumping off point from the triangle of disease to all degenerative diseases, and you don't have to have a diagnosis. You don't have to have a doctor officially declare you as hypothyroid for you to be dealing with the consequences of hypothyroidism. Pretty much everybody is dealing with some degree of hypothyroidism as we get older, and this is especially true if you have a degenerative disease. If you have osteoporosis, if you have macular degeneration, if you have arthritis, chances are you got at least some degree of hypothyroidism going on, whether your doctor has officially declared you hypothyroid or not. Now, we hear a lot about iodine deficiency, and pretty much everybody knows that iodine is related to the thyroid. Iodine is not found in the Earth's crust in great abundance. It's an ocean mineral, and it is very, very important. If you don't have a teeny tiny little bit of iodine in your diet every day or in a supplemental fashion every day, and by teeny tiny, I'm talking 125 micrograms, that's the RDA of the recommended daily allowance of iodine, 125 micrograms, you don't have that tiny little amount, that's the amount that would fit on maybe one or two pinheads. If you don't have that teeny tiny pinhead amount of iodine on a daily basis, your throat and your neck can expand to the size of a grapefruit as your thyroid gets larger and larger and larger to try to scarf up as much iodine out of your blood as it can. And that's called a goiter, and it can be very, very distressing. If you're not faint of heart, go over to Google Images and take a look at pictures of goiter. You will you'll be pretty amazed at what the throat and what the neck can look like when you're deficient in iodine. And you'll be able to tell why when people think thyroid, they tend to think of iodine. Now, the problem is 125 micrograms of iodine may keep you from going into full-blown goiter, but 125 micrograms of iodine is not enough iodine to run the rest of your body. That is why it's a very, very smart idea to use iodine supplements and to eat iodine-containing foods. Seafood is the most well-known source of iodine-containing foods. Iodine is protective of all the glands in the body. It's especially protective of the adrenals and especially of breast tissue. If I was a woman, I would be taking at least 1.25, but according to most iodine experts, 12.5 milligrams of iodine on a daily basis. It's amazingly protective against breast cancer, amazingly protective against fibroids and cysts. In fact, fibroids and cysts are a classic sign of iodine deficiency. However, iodine is not a panacea for hypothyroidism. It's not some magic pill that you take for your thyroid. Yes, you need iodine. Absolutely. It's a must-have nutritional supplement. But it is not some magical panacea for the thyroid. There's many, many other things for the thyroid. And by the way, the same thing goes for Synthroid. The same thing is true about Synthroid and all prescription thyroid medicine. Levothyroxine or Cytomel or whatever flavor prescription medicine you're taking. Thyroid hormone regulation is super tightly regulated by the body. And you can't just take iodine. You can't just take a thyroid drug, a prescription thyroid drug, and expect your thyroid to be running perfectly well if you have all these other things going wrong in your body. Remember, the thyroid is the third point on the triangle of disease. Hypothyroidism follows adrenal health breakdown. It follows blood sugar problems, and it follows digestive health issues. There's no such thing as a case of hypothyroidism without a digestive problem associated with it. A lot of reasons for that. One of the most important is thyroid hormone is at least partially activated by bacteria in the gut. So you can't just take iodine if you have a gut problem. You can't just take iodine for your thyroid and say, oh, that's going to take care of everything. It's not. Same with Synthroid. There are so many connections and feedback loops and so many different systems in the body that have an effect on the thyroid, that to try to treat hypothyroidism with drugs, with hormones, or even with iodine can be a very, very frustrating experience. In a way, using thyroid hormone to take care of hypothyroidism, using Synthroid or levothyroxine to take care of hypothyroidism is a classic example of what is wrong with our medical model. Yes, you can jack up your metabolism if you have enough Synthroid, that's for sure. But doesn't it make more sense to figure out what is going wrong? What are the precedents to your hypothyroidism? Doesn't it make more sense to figure out what the heck is going wrong with your chemistry that's making your thyroid messed up than to just pop a Synthroid or pop an iodine pill? The main cause of hypothyroidism, as we said yesterday, is autoimmunity. And the main cause of autoimmunity, well, we'll tell you what that is when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back at you with more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What is up, people? Welcome to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thank you so much for being here. We're talking about hypothyroidism and osteoporosis. If you want to To learn more about the longevity products that you hear us talk about on the Bright Side, head over to brightsideben.com and take a look at our shopping cart. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And don't forget to check out my blog at pharmacistben.com. Okay, so hypothyroidism, number one, think nutritional deficiency, especially iodine deficiency, although iodine is far from a panacea for taking care of the thyroid, especially if you're dealing with digestive problems. And this gets us to our main source of hypothyroidism, which is, as we said yesterday, autoimmunity. When you think autoimmunity, I don't care what particular brand of autoimmune disease you have, and there's over 100 different types of autoimmune diseases, from multiple sclerosis to ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, to necrotizing sclerosis, to psoriasis, to type 1 diabetes. There's all kinds of autoimmune health issues. When you think autoimmunity, think food and digestion. What we call food is made up of exactly the same stuff that your body's made up of. That's right. Food is made up from a constituency basis, from a molecular basis. Food is made up of the same kind of molecules that your body is made up of. And this is very important. Food is made up of, what we call food, is made up of the same exact stuff that your thyroid is made up of. We make a distinction that doesn't exist when we make a distinction between the food we're eating and our body. And this distinction that we're making, this non-existent distinction that we're making, costs us our health. We make a distinction between food and our bodies that does not exist, because from a molecular standpoint, our bodies are our food, and our food is our bodies. It's the same stuff. Food is made up of protein, carbohydrates, minerals, trace nutrients, and guess what? That's what our bodies are made up of. Food and our bodies are made up of the same stuff. When we eat something, the simple act of processing food, just healthy, normal digestion, the simple act of healthy, normal digestion creates little fragments of food that to the body look like a foreign invader. After we eat a normal healthy meal with normal healthy digestion, our immune system is on red alert. And if that fragment of food is not processed correctly, we eat food gets broken up into little fragments, and if those fragments of food are not processed correctly, boom, you are going to get an immune system reaction, a defensive reaction. And that immune system reaction, that defensive reaction, is most likely going to happen in the intestines first. That's the first place where food fragments interact with our body. So if you eat food, you eat your lunch, you eat your dinner, that food gets broken up into little fragments. Those fragments are supposed to get processed, but if those fragments escape processing, now you're going to get an immune reaction in the intestine, and it's going to happen at a very teeny, teeny, tiny level, at the microscopic level of a cell. Now, this immune reaction that happens at the teeny, tiny level of a cell may be teeny, tiny, but to a cell, it's very, very significant. In fact, this immune reaction at the level of a cell means death and destruction at the teeny, tiny, microscopic levels. And this is extremely, extremely, extremely important. When food is not processed correctly, these little fragments initiate an immune reaction, and this immune reaction means cell death and cell inflammation. It means a cell that's not getting taken care of. These little tiny fragments of food that are not being processed initiate an immune reaction at the level of a cell, at the teeny tiny level of a cell. And if that's in this microscopic world of a cell, what you're looking at is death and explosions. You're looking at, when you talk about immune reaction, you're looking at chemicals that are being secreted from immune cells that are designed to kill things. Chemicals that are being squirted, chemicals that are being secreted at the cells of the intestine. If you can picture this in your mind's eye, what you're looking at is a version of shock and awe. Remember when the Iraq War, when they had the Iraq War back in 2002, they called it shock and awe. They had all these fighter planes dropping bombs and blowing up the cities, and there were all these explosions that looked like the 4th of July in Baghdad. Well, that's exactly what's happening in your intestine. It's the 4th of July in Baghdad at the level of a cell in your intestine when we eat a piece of food that's not being processed correctly. You've got your immune system, these immune chemicals that are trying to kill the food particles, trying to isolate the food particles. You've got white blood cells, immune cells that are flooding to the area. This is all when food is not being processed correctly, people. You've got white blood cells being flooding to the area. You got the formation of fibers, and this is all happening at a microscopic, teeny tiny level. You got the formation of microscopic fibers that are designed to quarantine things. Can you picture what a mess you're getting? And this is all happening at a microscopic level, and it's all happening secondary to food that is not being processed. Now, all of these microscopic fibers and microscopic fluids and death and destruction and fireworks is eventually going to create a dammed up area, a clogged up area, and over time, breaches are going to form in the digestive tract. Little holes are going to start to form in the digestive tract. And once little holes start to form in the digestive tract, folks, we are off to the disease races. Once little holes start to form in the digestive tract, secondary to this immune response, which in turn itself is secondary to food that's not getting processed correctly, particles are going to start to leak into the blood, and now your immune system is going to be on big time high alert. The immune system is constantly scouring the blood. It's constantly searching the blood to make sure nothing is getting in there, nothing's in there that's not supposed to be in there. And once you start getting little particles of food, now you have a super activated immune system on red alert. And what's worse, the immune system is intelligent. It learns and it remembers. So over time, we become more sensitive to these kinds of assaults. Remember, the blood has to be kept sacred and holy and pristine. And when you start to get these immune reactions in the blood, when you start to get this kind of defensive response in the blood, and remember, defensive response means fibers, it means chemicals being secreted, it means the 4th of July in Baghdad, and all of this is all happening inside the pristine, holy, sacred space of the blood once food gets in. Can you see where a problem is going to start to arise? Once crap gets into the blood, it initiates a generalized inflammatory reaction. This generalized inflammatory reaction is called sepsis, S-E-P-S-I-S. Now, people die of sepsis all the time, but there's different degrees of sepsis, and you could have subclinical sepsis that doesn't kill you, but just causes gradual inflammation that slowly kills you. In other words, you don't have to have sepsis bad enough to die, but any degree of sepsis is going to mess you up, and it's going to feel like make you feel like crap. Many people have a special kind of sepsis called endotoxemia, which is when bacterial poisons get secreted into the blood, bacterial poisons from a messed up digestive system. Can you guys see how this whole disease process begins? And you go to the doctor, and he'll give you Synthroid. Or you go to the doctor for your osteoporosis and he's going to give you Fosamax. Nobody's going to ever think to check what the heck is getting into the blood that's initiating this immune response. And keep in mind, immunity means inflammation. Inflammation means immunity. And this is all happening secondary to food that is not getting digested properly. There's so much more I want to tell you here about autoimmunity. I'll tell you how this whole thing relates to the destruction of the thyroid when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll take your phone calls here in a sec. I just want to finish up talking about this whole idea of autoimmunity. So we eat the wrong kinds of food. There's an inflammatory response that takes place in the digestive system. The digestive system develops holes. Food gets into the blood. The blood's supposed to remain clean and sacred and holy and pristine. The immune system is constantly scouring the blood, looking for enemies. Once little food particles or bacterial toxins get into the blood, this initiates an immune response in the blood. Now, remember, Our food looks like us, and our immune system is very, very smart. Food particles have the same kind of chemical structure as you and I. They have a chemical structure that can look like our pancreas. Yes, your hamburger can look like your pancreas to your immune system. Your soy can look like your thyroid to your immune system. Your gluten can look like your joints to your immune system. Autoimmunity is the response of a heightened, sensitized, intelligent immune system. A heightened, sensitized, intelligent immune system is going to cross-react. Cross-react with a hamburger and your pancreas. Cross-react with a veggie burger made of soy and your thyroid. Cross-react with a piece of bread and the cells of your intestine. And it's this cross-reactivity, this intelligence, really, of the immune system, how it knows to look for specific chemical structures that is behind autoimmune disease. This is why the food connection, the digestive connection, is the most important thing to recognize when it comes to all autoimmune diseases. Your immune system is not going to take any chances. If there's even a remote chance that the proteins of your thyroid are really the enemy, it's going to jump on your thyroid. It's not going to take any chances. It's going to attack anything that, from a molecular level, looks like an enemy. And to the immune system, unfortunately, the cells and the molecular structure of your thyroid looks like a veggie burger. That is the protein in soy, which makes the veggie burger. The protein in soy that makes the veggie burger is similar in molecular structure to the proteins that compose your thyroid. This is why food that's not processed correctly means autoimmunity. This is how the immune system becomes activated from food. Now, there's different ways that you can have immune reactions. Certainly, you can have an immune reaction through the respiratory system, through breathing. You can have immune reactions topically by putting the wrong thing on your skin. But by far and away, autoimmunity means food and digestion. And folks, if you don't believe me and you're dealing with an autoimmune disease, just take 2 days off from eating food and 100% guarantee you'll notice that your immune system start to subside. And this is why autoimmunity is such a major cause of hypothyroidism. So you got nutritional deficiencies, specifically iodine deficiencies. You've got autoimmunity. Then you got your third link to hypothyroidism, which involves the adrenal glands. And then there's actually a fourth cause of hypothyroidism that has to do with something most of us are doing every day on a regular basis, and we will continue this discussion on our next Bright Side episode. So if you're dealing with hypothyroidism, if you're dealing with autoimmune diseases, if you're dealing with osteoporosis, if you're dealing with any kind of degenerative disease, tune into the Bright Side on Monday as we continue this discussion on nutrition, wellness, food, digestion, and the autoimmune and degenerative process. All right, 855-660-4261 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Head over to brightsidebend.com if you want to learn more about the longevity products that you hear us talk about on the program. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. And if you miss a program, you can always check out our archive shows at brightsidebend.com or at Ben Fuchs Archive. 855-660-4261, Sage from Florida. Welcome to the Bright Side, buddy. What's up?
Hello, Ben. How are you?
Greetings. What's cooking?
I got to say, I called you last week, and you recommend... Actually, I broke my neck 6 weeks ago in a cervical area, bouncing on a trampoline, and I've been in a neck collar since then, and I was having a lot of problems with pain and with my intestinal system, and you recommended I fast on lemon juice for a day or two. I did one day, and it totally got rid of all the inflammation and like made a 50%
awesome,
significant recovery of my neck.
Praise God. That is so awesome. Everybody, listen to what Sage, nice name, by the way, too, Sage.
Thank you.
Listen to what Sage says. When you lay off of food, you decrease inflammation dramatically because one of the main causes of inflammation is food. Good job, buddy. Do you have any questions for us today?
I do. It's actually about my wife.
Okay.
Just had a hair analysis, and she shows lowered thyroid and lower adrenal function, elevated mercury. In her body, for the last 2 months, she's had the lactating sciatica, but only when she sits down.
Okay.
She can stand up all day, never feel pain, work on people, and when she sits down for 5 or 10 minutes, she can't even stand up.
No problem. Now, let me ask you something. You said she had a hair analysis, and they determined that she was hypothyroid and had adrenal problems from her hair?
Well, they call it slow burner, with tendency, it's a tendency for low thyroid and low adrenal function. Also, not processing sugars very well.
This is all from the hair? They're determining all this from the hair. I hadn't heard that. I don't know. I'd never heard of that, that's news to me. But here's the deal. As far as the adrenal glands, if you've been listening to the program, you know that the adrenal glands are linked to the thyroid. As the adrenal glands are cranking out cortisol and fast-burning kinds of hormones to help us handle stress, eventually over time, the thyroid will slow down. So one of the major strategies for dealing with hypothyroidism is to take care of the adrenal glands and to take care of cortisol. If she has sciatica, which is a classic manifestation of inflammation, that can cause some adrenal stress. So a couple of things that you're going to want to do. First of all, I would consider the adrenal health issues and the thyroid health issues as secondary issues. And I'd be more concerned with the inflammatory process, what's causing the inflammation in the nerves that's causing her the pain, the sciatica pain. When you think of inflammation, as I'm sure you know, at the risk of beating a dead horse here, when you think of inflammation, think food and think digestion. Okay. Always think food and think digestion. You can also number one, fasting, but you can also use digestive support. First of all, fasting is always going to be the best thing. A couple of days, I call it hitting the reset button, where you take a couple of days off from food, and then you start to reintroduce foods, starting with the foods you like the most. And the good news about fasting and trying to determine food problems is the day after you fast, or the day after your 1 or 2 day fast, you can eat all your favorite food. Eat lots of your favorite food. If you like ice cream, spend the whole day eating ice cream. If you like hamburgers, spend the whole day eating hamburgers. Whatever you like, pasta, spend the whole day eating pasta. Whatever your favorite food is, spend the whole day eating it and see what happens. Chances are, if you're like most people, you're going to notice that that's a food that you're having a problem with, and that's a food that you're going to want to eliminate. And you keep doing this until you find foods that you can eat, until you find as many foods as you can that you need to eliminate. That alone is going to make a huge difference for sciatica, and that in turn can help with the adrenal stress, assuming there's nothing else going on, and I didn't get all the symptoms, but assuming there's nothing else going on, that's going to relieve the stress on the adrenal glands, and it will also help with the thyroid. Now, you can also do straight anti-inflammatory nutrients. Vitamin C is probably your most important of the anti-inflammatory nutrients, and for sciatica, I'd be doing a couple thousand milligrams minimum of vitamin C a day, but you can do as many as 5,000 milligrams or even 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day. Make sure she's sipping on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Make sure she's using vitamin E, which next to vitamin C is probably the most important anti-inflammatory nutrient. Vitamin C and vitamin E actually work together. The best form of vitamin E is mixed tocopherols. You can also use mixed tocotrienols, or you can blend mixed tocopherols and mixed tocotrienols. 400 international units a day. Hang tight, Sage. There's a couple more things I want to tell you. And then Mary, Steve, Joanna, Ron, hang tight as well. We'll try to get to all our calls today. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696, or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton.
cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Sage in Florida. I'm going to go real fast, buddy, because I want to try to get to as many calls as I can. Okay, Sage?
Okay. One major thing, actually, I need to put in right now.
Yeah?
That the main reason I'm calling is that she has a basal cell diagnosed presenting on her nose that is really most concerning.
Well, it's all part of the same picture, my friend. It could be related to the adrenal glands, the thyroid, the sciatica. So that does throw a little bit of a monkey wrench into things. You're going to want to really start focusing on the digestive system and an activated immune system. I'd be going through the whole fasting process. That's first of all. Second of all, you want to look at any kind of toxins that are getting into the body through the digestive tract. Use probiotics. Look for food allergies and food intolerances. Get her on the 80 billion units, the whole 80 billion unit of probiotic deal. That's very, very important for the immune system and also for the digestive system. I'd be upping the vitamin C, staying on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the vitamin E as well. Use selenium, 400 micrograms a day. That works with vitamin E. Use N-acetylcysteine, maybe 500 to 1,000 milligrams a day. Have her put on a topical vitamin C also on her nose. Is she fair skin?
Very.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Keep her minimize contact with the sun until you stabilize her digestive system and the inflammatory system. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on there, my friend. Why don't you send me an email, ben@ksco.com, and I'll work with you personally. In the meantime,
until you
do that, focus on inflammation and immunity secondary to the digestive wellness. Chances are, I'm not psychic here, Sage, but chances are she's got some long-standing digestive issues, either constipation, diarrhea, cramping, bloating, that kind of thing. Sound familiar?
It does, yep.
Okay, so I'm not psychic Ben here, but that's just how the body how the body breaks down. Thanks so much for calling, buddy. And send me an email, ben@ksco.com. I'll work with you personally, okay?
Two last victories. two last victories really quickly. Doing this fast and changed my diet, cleared up a nasty case of skin irritation with cracking and in my skin. So it's
very nice.
So much.
Good deal, man. Good deal. Yeah, stay in touch, buddy, and I'll work with you personally with your wife. Okay, and I hate to rush through these phone calls because they're all important and you can learn from all of these phone calls, but damn, did the little phone lines fill up quickly. Ron in Texas, what's up, my man?
Yeah, what I'd like to do is find out the best diets and diet supplements for somebody 80 or above. I'm 79 years old.
Soup, bone soup, vegetable soup, vegetable juices, pre-digest your food. And by the way, you sound great for 79. At the age of 79, at the age of 80, our digestive system starts to break down. We don't process or absorb foods as readily. And this is true for everybody. We're all aging, and, you know, we're not all 79, but we're all heading that way. So we're all starting to break down. And so soups and juices and concentrated liquid nutrients are great for everybody, but especially for older folks. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine, people, is great for your grandparents. It's great for people in nursing homes. It's great for older folks. And here's something really neat about nutritional supplementation for Ron and for everybody out there listening. The brain burns through nutrients faster than any other system in the body, or as fast as any other system in the body. So anybody with memory problems, dementia, Alzheimer's, benefits tremendously from nutritional supplementation, especially liquid nutritional supplements. It is the greatest gift you can give your grandparents. You can give any older folks. Anybody dealing with memory problems, intelligence problems, intellectual problems, dementia or Alzheimer's disease, use liquid nutrients. Vitamin E, Ron, is extremely important for as we get older, and all the fat-soluble nutrients, really, because the fat absorption is compromised specifically with age. 400 international units of vitamin E, 100 to 500 micrograms of vitamin, I'm sorry, 100 to 50 to 100 micrograms, 50 to 100 micrograms of vitamin K a day minimum, but you can take as much as 5,000 micrograms of vitamin K a day, 20,000 international units of vitamin A a day, and then make sure you're getting a little bit of sun to get your vitamin D. Use omega fats, omega 3 fatty acids, as well as omega 6 fatty acids. You'll get them both in the ultimate EFAs from longevity. As I say, fat absorption is specifically compromised as we get older, and when you're not absorbing fats, you're not absorbing minerals as well, and so minerals are also going to be very important. 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate is a must-have for everybody, but especially as we get older, especially important for brain health, zinc picolinate is. Make sure you're balancing out your zinc with copper. Copper is extremely important for the health of the circulatory system, for keeping your blood vessels strong, for keeping your joints strong and healthy. And you may want to, I'm not sure if I said bone soup, but bone soup can be very, very helpful for you, and also gelatin capsules can also be helpful as we get older. The amino acids in gelatin are very important for building collagen as well as for keeping your circulatory system strong and healthy. And that is, my friend Ron, by no means comprehensive, but that's a great place for you to start. Thanks so much for calling. Joanna in Texas, what's up, girl? Do we have Joanna? I'm going to let you go, Joanna, if I don't hear from you here. 1, 2, 3. Okay, we lost Joe. Oh, shucks. That was Joanna. I'm sorry, ma'am. Steve in Texas, what's up?
Hey, I'm calling about...
Joanna, call back. I'll put you right up if you're listening, Joanna. Steve, what's going on?
Hey, Ben. I met you when you were here in Austin, but I have some large varicose veins. I've had several knee surgeries, possibly damaged some issue in there, and maybe 15, 20 years ago had one vein that was removed, but...
Okay.
I wonder if there's natural remedies.
Oh, heck yes. Heck yes.
The varicose.
Yeah, absolutely. Think about how the veins work. You know, your circulatory system is like a circle. It's called the circulatory system because it circulates in a circle. It goes from your heart, the blood is pumped through the arteries, and then on the return trip, it comes up through the veins, and it goes back into the heart, and then it goes back through the arteries and back up through the veins. The veins are going against gravity. The veins are going upwards, and they're not really being pumped as efficiently as the first part of the circle is, because the first part of the circle is connected to the heart. So things can pull down, gravity can pull the fluids down through the veins, and when you experience varicose veins, what you're experiencing is venous blood that is not going up as effectively. And this is almost always secondary to a clogging in the venous in the veins, which is secondary to a backup in the liver. when you have a backup in the liver, what you're basically dealing with is a clogged up liver, and it can also be related to junk that's getting into the liver through the digestive system. So what you want to do with varicose veins, and by the way, hemorrhoids are varicose veins of the hemorrhoidal tissue, and chances are, Steve, that you're constipated because varicose veins are linked to constipation. What you want to do is you want to start to clear out crap that's getting into the digestive system through foods. That's the first thing you want to do with varicose veins. If you have any constipation issues, that's really good because you can link constipation to specific foods. But if you don't have constipation issues, then you can still notice when you have start to have digestive problems and start to eliminate specific foods. The most important thing you can do for varicose veins is correct constipation and correct any problems with the digestive system. If you have any kind of liver toxicity, that's going to compound the problem, so you're going to want to work with liver nutrients. So for varicose veins, number one, eliminate problem foods, eliminate foods that cause constipation, and start to take in more foods that keep things moving. Fiber foods are the most important. You may want to do straight fiber. Personally, I do 4 tablespoons of flax seeds ground up in a coffee grinder every morning. What's that?
I do that every day. I have a crazy, ridiculous. I mean,
are you regular? Are you bowel?
Yes. Oh yeah. Okay. I take 80 billion units.
No. Hang on, Steve. It doesn't matter what you're taking. Are you regular though? You go to have regular bowel movements. Correct. Steve.
Yes. Steve. Yes. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I hear you. You have regular bowel movements?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's very good. Then something might be getting into the liver that's causing it to become clogged up. Remember, a third of Americans or more have fatty liver disease, and once the liver becomes clogged up, fluids aren't going to move through the liver and get into the veins, and everything's going to, or blood isn't going to move through the liver and get to the veins, and everything's going to back up. So you may be having some problems with the liver, in which case you want to start focusing on liver nutrients. Now, I'm going to assume that your, sounds like your diet is clean, so I'm going to assume that it is, and nothing's getting into the liver inappropriately, which means that you're going to have to start working with liver nutrition. Varicose veins, okay. Number one, work on the digestive system. Number two, work on liver nutrition. And there's a ton of nutrients that you can take specific for the liver. In fact, I got a blog post coming up today on pharmacistben.com where I'm going to be talking about one of the most important of the liver nutrients, and that's NAC. And I'd be taking 500 to 1,000 milligrams of NAC.
I
if you're not
1,000 of that a day already.
Good deal. Are you on vitamin E?
400 to 1,000 a day, 4,500 milligrams vitamin C a day.
Selenium?
Tangerine, selenium, NAC, coconut oil, flax oil.
Okay, well, that sounds all good, but it sounds all good, but you wouldn't have the varicose veins if something wasn't messing up the liver. So
sure,
I still want to know what's getting into your liver. You got two choices here, Steve. You can either call me back on Monday, and I'll take your first up, or if you want some personal help, send me a note at ben@ksco.com. Put Steve from Texas with varicose veins in the subject. I can put your phone number there, and I'll get back to you over the weekend. I'll work with you directly. Okay, buddy?
Yes.
Thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it, and I'm sorry we didn't get to everybody. Joanna, call back on Monday. I'll put you first up or second up if Steve calls. And then same with you, Mary. I apologize for not getting to you. Thanks so much, everybody, for calling. Thank you so much for your kind Facebooks and kind letters. I appreciate all you guys. On Monday, we'll continue talking about autoimmunity, osteoporosis, the digestive connection to both of those health problems. And then that's it. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next. On most of these stations, we'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.